Yeah.
We live.
We live.
Yeah, we live, man.
Yeah. I give myself a.
Taking back with his love and magic. He came back to you when you left. From his arms, you can check his average. He goes strong for you
when you let him.
I've been fighting, can tell I was lost by the things that I was writing. Confusing lust with love,
giving away
all my trust. I was in the wrong places, enjoying the wrong faces,
catching the wrong cases. Please, Lord, forgive me
for all the women I was chasing. I have two daughters, and they should never face it. Terrible things happen, you find ways to embrace it. Can't even speak on it. All you wanna do is erase it. Get down on both knees and pray on it. I'm sorry for being impatient, God. I know I have to wait on you. You're never late, cause you are on time, God. Everything I prayed for came on time, God. I'm back on my P's and Q's. Yeah, I'm on mine, God. Who care about the views? I just want my God. You the only thing I love over my mom. So I give myself away. I put that on my pops.
Taking back with his love and magic.
You already, man.
Alright, come on. Let's get it.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
You like that, bro?
That's good for sure, man.
It sounds a little staticky though right now.
And we got—I don't know where it's coming from, but it's all good.
Yeah.
What we doing? Mic checks?
Yeah. We got to do a mic check. Okay. You know what I mean?
I'm just telling you, you're live right now. There's no holding back.
Oh,
we're live.
Shit, we're live.
Let's go, man.
You're all over the place.
Now the pressure's on.
Ain't no pressure. It's not. They said I wouldn't make it. They thought I'd be dead or in jail. But look at me now, my feet on the ground, and I'm going harder than hell. The moment they thought it was over was the moment I knew that I won. Hope you fake ones had your little fun. Cause the real about to go on the run. On the real, I feel like I'm the one to do what has never been done. Just look at what I have become. The hottest thing next to the sun. I'm paving the way for my sons. Forest worries, my daughter have none. Forest paper, your boy get a ton. Don't believe me, put that on my mom. Some counted me out, they gave me a shot and I'm making the count. Looked them dead in their face and told them that I am the captain now. I'm holding it down, just me by myself, no need for a crowd. And this beat is a knocker, the speaker's about ready to throw in the towel. Some counted me out, they gave me a shot and I'm making the count. Looked them dead in their face and told them that I am the captain now. I'm holding it down, just me by myself, no need for a crowd. And this beat is a knocker, the speaker's about ready to throw in the towel. They thought I was bluffing. I told them that I would be back. I told them that I'd be the one to put the rock town on the map. I'm having my way with this beat. Bet it feel like it's under attack. Mama said that I came out a beast. Only baby, the doctor went smack. Can't even say hi to a chick. For some reason they all get attached. They want me to be they baby daddy. Cause I'm gifted and know how to rap. I got the game in the chokehold. And I ain't letting go till it tap. I'm the man, that's a fact. And I demand me a plaque. Some counted me out, they gave me a shot and I'm making it count. Looked them dead in their face and told them that I am the captain now. I'm holding it down, just me by myself, no need for a crowd. And this beat is a knocker, the speaker's about ready to throw in the towel. Some counted me out, they gave me a shot and I'm making it count. Looked them dead in their face and told them that I am the captain now. I'm holding it down, just me by myself, no need for a crowd. And this beat is a knocker, the speaker's about ready to throw in the towel. Hey, let's get this thing going, man.
Yes.
I didn't know we was live like that, man.
Let's go.
Y'all got me in this thing ready to transform. Nice. Let's get it, though.
That's not. That's good, bro.
You ready to take off the towel?
Boy, I'm ready. I'm ready to do it all. What's going on?
What's going on?
Ponytail out.
That wasn't how I was supposed to kick this thing off, but I guess. You feel me?
I just like to hit live and then just see how it goes. That's when it's natural.
Introducing.
I like that.
How y'all doing out there, man? My name, Knock, you know what I mean? Don Nakamichi, you know.
Danielle J.
Okay.
AKA Scooby G Slim previously.
That's right.
Yeah. Cool. My name's Akon from the Project Hope Movement.
And I'm Bucky Beeman. I get to call this place home, the office of the China Hall.
There we go.
Invite some cool people up.
Hey, man. Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting us, man.
Most definitely.
It's always a blessing, bro.
You bet.
Seriously.
So let's get it started. Let's start from the very beginning. You know, where did it all begin for you guys? Are you Rochester guys? Where how'd you end up here?
I'm gonna let Danielle start with that one.
I mean, you know, we from Chicago, moved to Rochester a long, long time ago. So yeah, Rochester is home to us, you know. And really, yeah, that's how it started, man. Our moms and pops said we're gonna give y'all something else different to see in life, you know. So took us from the ghetto, brought us here, you know. And we made the best of it. You know, we came here with a lot of ghetto ways still, you know. So we had to like transition into the way it was here, but we transitioned well, man.
How old were you when you came?
I was about 14.
Age them. Y'all about to age them right now.
I'm trying to keep my look up to par, man. Yeah, so you'll never know how old I really am, man.
Age them.
You know,
put it on this record.
Right. How old was I? 21.
A couple years ago.
A couple years ago, you feel me? Right. It wasn't that long ago. But no, I was a teenager when I came here. Yeah. And now I'm in my 20s.
You and me both.
There you go.
How about yourself, Knox? Same age, same time?
Oh, nah, definitely one the same age. I got a few of them on them. You know, younger than them.
No, nah, he older than me. You got a few of them on them.
For real though, man. You know, I'm the baby boy, man. You know, we got about seven of us in the family. I'm the youngest. So I was super young when we came here, but I really thank God and thank my parents, man, for getting us out of Chicago and giving us a good fight at life. You feel what I'm saying?
That's what it's about.
Definitely. Good chance, at least.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so we ain't got no excuses. Like, you know, it's a lot of people that's still stuck in that warp, you know, in our neighborhood where we come from in Chicago. But, you know, we was able to get out of that, and then we was blessed to have the type of parents that we have to say, nah, buddy, y'all ain't getting wrapped up into that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now if y'all get up here and act the fool, that's on y'all, you know? But I'm getting you up out of where it's just easy to fall victim to, you know, the BS that's going on. So shout out to my parents.
And no shout out, you know, shots thrown at our people back at home, because, man, we still go back to our block, man, and we still pray for our neighborhood back home. We still love them boys and them girls. We you know, that's still family, you know. So,
yes, definitely.
What high school did you guys go to?
Well, I left before I hit high school. I left in eighth grade.
Okay.
But shout out to Hinton, and shout out to Parker, and shout out to Yale. Baby, I went to all three of them. You know, all the middle schools and elementary schools and all that. But I left before I hit high school, and I'm a JM Rocket, I guess.
You feel me? Yeah, definitely. You know? We definitely Rocket boys, man. I did about 6 months in JM before I moved back to Chicago, but still, it's still Rocket Nation, man. But I went to Robeson though in Chicago. Then I came back to Minnesota and went to South High School in Minneapolis. So yeah. Our parents was laying their hats wherever they wanted their home. So
yes, sir.
We moved around a lot when we was younger. So that's what our versatile conversation get to come in at. You know, we been a lot of places, seen a lot of faces, talked to different people. So that's why we able to communicate with a bunch of different other people, you know.
Yes, what was your first job? Where were you at?
My first job was Wendy's.
Yeah. We got some good burgers, bro.
My first job was Wendy's on Lake Street in Minneapolis, and you couldn't tell me nothing, bro. I thought I was getting it, bro. I got a job, boy, in Minnesota. I'm going to school, having fun in school, boy. My mom and dad gave me a lot of leeway because of my responsibility. You know, I was able to be responsible. So they like, man, hold on, you going to school? We ain't got to force you to go to school. You get your little job. Y'all could go back to Chicago. Y'all could leave me here in Minnesota. Don't take me back there right now. I'm getting cracking. You hear me?
I was back and forth. But shout out to, you know, the Shy Man. They taught me great hustle. You know, I used to be the little kid not beating on the drums or nothing like that. But I was the kid that was out there selling roses, peanuts, you know, definitely, all type of stuff right there on the corner, you know, on the traffic, you know, the traffic light or whatever. So I learned the hustle at a young age. And then when I came to Minnesota, when I got old enough to actually apply for a job, it was at, I don't know if y'all remember this, but what is it called? Like the Aviator or something like that.
The Aviary. Yes.
The Aviary.
I remember that.
Here in Rochester. Yes, here in Rochester. That was my first job. I was a dish boy.
Yes.
I was back there washing them dishes. I couldn't do it.
How long did you last?
I made it like, I ain't gonna lie, I made it to like my first check. I saw my first check like, what? Well, I'm out of here. Well, give me them free chicken strips and I'm out of here.
It wasn't worth it.
It wasn't worth it, man. Them chicken strips was fine, but I'm like, nah, man, I can't do this with him, man.
You sharing it, Danielle? You getting finding it on share? There you go. So we can keep an eye on it. I'll go in tier two so people can comment. And it's kind of fun. You can watch the comments on Facebook for those. And we'll have to get Nathan to.
I need to get on there, man.
Go check it out. I'll see if it sounds pretty good. If you want to just listen to it.
Okay, I see it right now.
Just want to make sure it sounds good on there.
Okay, what we at? Okay,
so offices at China Hall.
You over there? Okay, I see. I need to. Oh, okay, it's panning around. I was gonna say I need to sit up, man. These people got to see me.
You understand me? Hey, you know, pops don't like those slouch anyway.
You
sit up like a man, baby.
Hey, you know what?
Oh, no spaghetti backs.
Hey, you know what? He right.
You feel me?
So when did this whole music thing begin? Was it early on? Like, were you looking up to people? Did you just start doing it together? What's the origin of this?
Answer to you.
Oh, well,
because I'll take us back to the kitchen, baby.
The
forks and the knives.
Yes. I mean, why not?
Take us way back.
Yeah. You know, our moms and pops, man, brought us up on the music, man. I'm talking about from the day I remember, like, we had music blasting in the house, you know. So me and my bros, we was them kids that was in the kitchen singing the songs with the knives and forks, thinking we was the Jacksons. From the Jacksons, we went up to New Edition. From New Edition, anybody that was a group, that's what we thought we was. All groups that came along, we said, boy, hold on, we can get them. Singing, dancing, all that, you know. So music been in us forever.
And who would you say was the leader of music in the family? You know, was it mom? Was it dad? Was it everybody? Like, what's the?
It was actually everybody. It was mom. Was it really? Pops, Pops could blow though. You know what I mean?
He's 76 now. He's still coming here and seeing the girls to bed.
Blow the curtains off this thing.
You looked up to him when he's doing his thing when you're younger.
Yeah, definitely. We used to be like, man, like, how is this dude hitting these notes? Like, how is he singing like this?
Shout out to the baby boy, though, man. I was a little Michael out there, man. You know, the youngest. You know,
he definitely wanted to be Michael Jackson.
I was the one, you did want to be Michael Jackson.
I was the one that was coming through hitting them high notes on them, like. They say the high note part for me on the song, you know, when we come here.
That's funny.
Until you got older. That
man,
hit,
boy, I'm talking about messed my whole career up. I thought I was the man.
Jay Lava says OG's still in it. Salute, fellas.
Hey, Jay. Jay Lava, what up,
yo,
boy?
Yo.
Lava. One of our favorite producers,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, buddy.
Sorry for all those listening. If we got a little ring, we got it in our headphones, too. We're trying to figure it out, but it's all good. We'll keep rolling.
We live, baby.
Yes. That's what happens when you go live. So when was the first opportunity where you say you had a shot and you were nervous, you know, your heart was beating, palms were sweating?
Well, I really want to go back to, because we didn't really touch on it, as far as, like, where the music, as far as, like, us actually going into the studio and actually taking ourselves serious and recording a song.
Was that first?
Yeah, like, well, no, it wasn't first, but it was, you know, after we was, you know, singing and doing whatever. But Danielle, him and my older brother Buddha, they wind up, you know, going to the studio one time, and I don't know where it even came from. Like, we was always into music, but it wasn't like, all right, this is what we doing.
Right.
And All I know is they left me in Minnesota, went back to Chicago. They called me or I called them or something, and they playing a song that they recorded over the phone, and I'm like, hold on, man.
Let me make it clear too. My mama paid for our first session, man.
I didn't even know that.
Shout out to the moms.
Hey,
shout out to the moms.
When you hear people talking about how your parents and everything be your number one supporters, I remember, and I remember the name of the studio, Fox and Hound Studio.
See, look at that. Look, I'm talking about all these years. I never even knew that.
Look, and I asked my mom, I beg, I say, Mom, please, can you just pay for this studio time, man. I'm finna go record this song, this music.
Hey, it was a smash.
And she wrote the check. That's when the checks was the thing. She wrote the check. I said, wait a minute. She fell for it? I told my little bro, I said, let's go, man. We going to record a song. And came back. The song was A1. Everybody on the block, everything was singing it. Rapping, I'm like, boy, hold on, man. This music thing might be all right, you know? And that was our first time really getting into rap, too, because, you know, we grew up, like, super on R&B, soul music. We weren't really no rap fans. Growing up, me personally, I was listening to house music and R&B soul, love soul, songs. Once I figured out, boy, hold on, we can put some bars together and some spit words. Something, it was like, yeah, we can do this, too, boy. We can do this music thing, you know?
Yeah, so I heard that, man. I heard that over the phone. I'm like, they ain't leaving me out. Hold on. Hey, I'm talking about instantly. It's crazy, though. Like, this is like real life, like instantly. As soon as I get off the phone with them, I goes.
You got to get to work.
Look, I got to work. I go in the bathroom. I'm in the mirror. Look, I'm in the mirrors, like, coming up with stuff. Like, boy, they ain't leaving me out. Next thing you know, they come back. We go to the studio again. They like, yeah, let's record something. Yeah. I'm like, man, look, I got something. I've been working, baby. You know,
that's where he wasn't even really doing music with it, but he fought his way on the track.
I'm talking about beasted.
You're not leaving me out.
They was like,
that's
okay,
passion,
like yeah,
passion,
we,
man.
Like yeah, we putting this on there. I'm like, let's go.
And how old you was? You was on
I
like
was 14. I was 14 years
but
old.
But he was rapping
man.
Like he was 20 something.
I'm talking about I was 14 years old, man. My first song. Next thing you know, a year later, I'm doing my first show in a bar.
In Chicago?
In La Crosse, Wisconsin.
La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So I thought, boy, you can tell me.
The hip-hop central of the entire world right there.
La Crosse, tell me
you couldn't tell
nothing.
Him,
I was, like, hold on. I was 15, man, like in a bar, like. And then, you know, like performing. So, you know, the older girls, they screaming and doing all. Oh, man, look, I like right here. For real.
Yeah, buddy.
Man, and it's been a journey ever since, man. For real.
That is good. You know, and it's funny you share that story. And I can just imagine now looking back and like how time has, you know, just... It moves.
Yeah,
it moves.
It evolves.
The internet. Evolve. The internet. Yeah. It moves. You know,
man,
it's
if
like
we would have had the internet back then.
Oh man,
what would you have done if you had the internet back then? Because there's a lot of people out there right now that are 15, 16, 18.
And
they need to hear it as far as what they
I agree,
the
man.
Internet like.
Yeah. To be honest, I couldn't even tell you what I would have done because we didn't have that opportunity. All I know is we had a huge following, like we used to. I remember
word of mouth,
and that was just the word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was going to places like I'm talking about. We were going to Duluth, Mankato, St. Cloud, and people not even knowing that we was Looney Mob, and they'll say something about Looney Mob. We look like, you know, that's what we are.
I know.
And they looking like, wait a minute, and to go play our music. We looking like, how do y'all have our music all the way up here? You know what I'm saying?
In Duluth, Minnesota.
Right. And then it was either other states that we'll go to. And people were like, yeah, we know Looney Mob. We heard Looney Mob. And we looking like, dude, how is... And but that was just the word of mouth. So if we could have had the outlet that these people have now to boy be able to show our face, our character, our videos and all this. And, man, ain't no telling what we would have
been. Not only that, though, man. Like, we grew up in the era we was inspired by... Like the Master P's, you know, where they
out the trunk,
they was deep, And we was deep. We had like a group full of family.
Yeah.
You know, two sets of brothers.
Yeah.
And our sister. Like, so we was like really like No Limit back when they was No Limit and all that type of stuff. And so we was inspired by that. And just think if we had the internet and like to have that following, see that group of family moving like that.
Yeah,
like
it's, that's
it's
power.
It was family like power. All blood relatives. Mm-hmm. It was at least 9-10 of us. All blood.
It's something to just see two brothers here that's you know what I mean, on the same path and chasing the same dream. Imagine two brothers, one more brother, and then three more other brothers that's our cousins.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
They looking like, man, and I'm talking about we all had our own styles. We was all like going crazy in our own ways on the song. So yeah,
it was called the Looney Mob.
Looney Mob,
baby, with two B's. Hey, with two B's, please get that right.
That was one of the rap groups I heard that were localized. Really? Was actually Looney Mob.
Yeah,
because you guys were pretty popular back then too.
We was
in the city. Mm. So
yeah, man, we had some fun back then.
Definitely.
All right,
back in my day.
So this whole hip hop lifestyle, the you know what you live it, you love it, you it's passion, right? Right. It just comes out of you.
Right.
It's never going to go away, is it? I mean,
no.
You're still just you're making beats, you're making music, you're just doing
it. It's something that it's almost like athletes. You know what I'm saying? Like the Michael Jordans and the Kobe's and the Browns. Yeah. When you meant to do something, like it's hard to leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? You're doing it as long as you can. So until our tongue fall out, until our brain can't think of a word or, you know what I'm saying? We don't hear a melody in our head no more. Like this is going to be forever. Like if it ain't going to be us doing it, it's going to be us grooming our children or grooming the next person who we know do it because it's so much in us. Like this ain't something that we just stumbled upon and said, oh, you know, like,
because it's a music trend.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, music's been in us since birth. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, you come over, my mom, she'll still be on the piano. My daddy'll still be singing. Like, they 70-something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's no matter what, it's going to be there.
So on that note, you know, we now have 10 people watching. I think we need to turn the music back up just for a short moment because they didn't get the intro.
Yeah,
they didn't get the intro, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They have to wait for this to be done recording to hear what happened in the very beginning. Right. So we just need a short, you know, we need to give them something here.
Well,
and what is the something that you think, you know, what are you guys working on? What are you?
Unreleased music player. You said unreleased? Yeah. Oh man, you trying to really get it.
So you can Bluetooth like all the intros that I sent you.
He's scrolling through his phone for those watching. He's trying to find what's the right one for the Facebook Live. Hang in there, man. He's gonna find it.
Yeah, bump that beat.
Oh, we hear a little
something. Yeah, yeah, that was
here we go.
All right, so they can hear, right?
Yep, and here they go. They
told me I would be better in jail. Oh, wait, what's
so
that?
They, hold on. So they can actually hear the music too?
They hear the music too.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
All right, man, I guess I'll get y'all a little snippet of.
Oh, we got 14 listening, watching.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
It's my year.
It's my year. It's my year.
They told me I would be dead or in jail, but I'm standing right here. And that's real. Hey. So hello.
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 It's my year.
It's my year.
It's my year. Hey. They told me I would be dead or in jail, but I'm standing right here.
Hey.
And that's clear.
And that's clear.
So hello. I've been trying to live right, but it ain't going right. My mind telling me chill, my heart is cold as ice. When you see what I seen, it's hard to sleep at night. One thing I know about life, everything got a price. Still trying to make it out the hood, but it's all in my head. Move to the birds, but I feel like it followed me there. Would say I'm cursed, but I can't, cause I'm a believer. Came in this world blessed, best believe that's how I'm leaving. I know the sun goes shine, just gotta give it time. The devil want my soul, but he ain't getting mine. On this road to riches, I ran stop signs. I'm mentally tough, that's why I get paid from punchlines. I was raised on crime, my mama did a bid. Had my first drug charge when I was a little kid. This ain't just rap, no cap, this something I really did. When they say life's a bitch, trust me, it really is.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, it's my year.
It's knock.
There we go.
It's knock.
There it is.
It's knock, man.
Hey, give y'all a little snippet, man.
Babe, bro, still got it.
Oh, yeah, I definitely still got it, baby.
I have no idea how that comes over on Facebook. For all I know, it's just blowing out their computer. Right. You know,
like, perfect, man.
But in here, I'm hey, telling you, I hope they speak is about ready to
throw
good.
In the towel. You feel me?
Real good.
Real talk. I hope they speak is about ready to throw in the towel. Hold on. Let me see what I got for bro.
It's good. Jonathan Marino says, run that music. Sarah says, it's Friday night. Drop the beats.
Yeah, drop the beat, bro. Come on.
Drop the beat.
Let's go, Knock.
Let's go, man.
So as you look at, you know, Rochester as a whole, what do you say about Rochester and the music scene and what's happening and what's your thoughts on it?
It's growing. You know, it's a lot more people involved with music than back when we was doing it. You know what I'm saying? It really wasn't that many, especially like in the hip hop scene, you know. Yeah. We really didn't have that many people even to say, hold on, let's do a show with so and so and so and so and so and so. We had 3-4 people on the bill. That's why it was a group in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Shout out
called
to them.
The Murder Boys, you know.
Yes,
there was like our
the Murder affiliates. Boys.
Yeah, that was our affiliates, man. So we used to have fun doing shows with them because they was a lot like us, you know, from the city and all that. But
from the Midwest,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And they was in a small town, but they knew how to rap their butt off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it was always fun, but we didn't have it where we could call somebody up in Rochester and say, okay, we finna do a show over here. You know what I'm saying? So right now, I'll be seeing a lot of shorties out here right now that's trying to get on the bills and everything, you know?
That's the thing.
I think it's cool.
I was just saying, that's the thing. Like, it's actually the up-and-comings, you know what I mean? Like, it's probably really, like, our friends' kids type
right,
stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I kids, you know, like, not mine, but, like, you know, he got a couple sons and stuff that's in the music and stuff too. So it's just nice to see.
Shout out Trail. Shout out Monte.
Yes, sir. It's just nice to see the next generation out here and seeing what their minds could come up with, mm-hmm. you know, but at the same time, be a part, you know, as much as we can, be a part of the influence and show them that, boy, it's a way to get to the other side too, you know. Yeah. Like everything ain't about just the streets and
right.
all that type of stuff. So,
well, and that leads me maybe to my next question: is how has your music changed?
Man, drastically.
and speaking on the streets too, that made me click. You know, that was another thing that had happened with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like being a big family, big group, everybody had the dream of, you know, wanting to get into music, but the streets kind of like got in the way. Like I say, because we was here in a small town, but we still had that Chicago City attitude, like, don't talk crazy, us don't do this, or mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? There's going to be repercussions and this and that. And, you know, so that started, like, one cousin to go to jail. He'd get out, another one to go to jail, or this person to come home. And that, you know what I'm saying? So it was never all of us as a collective, so we can continue to say, all right, come on, everybody sit in the room, let's get back to recording this. It was always a missing piece to the puzzle, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So, and that's why I be trying to tell the kids, like, right now, like, if y'all really want to do music, you ain't gonna be able to live the street life too and go do the music, because mm-hmm. that's gonna get in the way of it, you know what I'm saying?
It's a liability.
It is. You're gonna end up in jail, you're gonna end up dead or something before your dream come true, you know what I'm saying? You find you a good couple supporters, or you get you a job to go pay for your studio time, whatever, or you find somebody to sponsor your dream, but devote your time to that, you know what I'm saying? And so you give yourself a chance, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people will trick off their talent. I'm talking about man, I ain't gonna lie, I was locked up before. I was locked up with some of the most talented people you will ever in your life run into.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was something that happened that triggered them to trick off they talent. You know, now they in there, the number one rapper in Stillwater, number one rapper in, you know what I'm, Moose Lake, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
you could have been the number one in the world, you know what I'm saying? But that's life, that's how it go, you know what I'm saying? So that's one thing I want to be part of right now, is trying to save some of the shorties from that, especially the ones who got talent. Now, that's, you got to be real with them, too, because some of them just want to do it because they feel like it's the trend and I can just pull my pants, you know what I'm saying, jump around. But you're not really saying nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to at least be saying something and really have a talent. You got to, and you can meet, you'll see some of them, man, you can tell, like, man, this dude. Got it, man. Buddy going crazy. You know, them the ones you really want to say, like, shorty, please don't trick your life off. Go in there and, you know, if I got to plug you with this photographer, this engineer, this whatever. But, man, if you going to do this, do this.
Yeah.
And it's been a long our road. We ran into those people who super talented, want our help, and we'll give it to them, and they'll trick it off. And it's like, dang, like, we can't even extend our hand no more because now we know your attitude. Like, you ain't. We can't dedicate ourselves fully and give you all our connections and everything if your mind ain't even connected to it.
Right,
you know, it's a boy, like right now, boy, we would love to put somebody in position to say, boy, let's get us about the rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want to keep doing it, you know?
So, and I think one thing I learned about these two through the Project Hope movement was that not only are they talented, but they have the character. And I think sometimes with rap, you know, you kind of got, like, good talent, and then sometimes, like, their character is, like, you know, whack.
Yeah.
And that's where it hurts their image, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, but, like, these guys, they're doing a lot through helping others in the community by rap, by songs. And I think a lot of young kids get inspired. When I get inspired when I listen to it.
Right.
Because I'm like, yo, like, I got to check myself and be a better man.
Right.
You know? And so I think that's one thing that how we got connected through the movement. Right. So.
Yeah.
And now back to what Bucky was saying as far as the music changed. Mine personally changed because, you know, God showed me some things that I need to see that I've been avoiding.
Amen.
You know, even though I knew better, I didn't do better. You know what I'm saying?
You're right,
so right now, like, I done got up there in the age and it's like, boy, you can't be doing the same thing you was doing when you was, you know, so and so age or whatever, you know. And then I have adult children now. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, I have teenage children. Then I got younger children. And all of them are my number one fans. Like, I'm talking about, they know every word of my song. So it's like, it was either change your thought process and what you writing and singing about, or you're going to have your daughter and your son them talking about girls this or going to the club this. And do it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, boy, I don't want to hear y'all repeat that. I can't even play this song. Like, my old music, I dread hearing my old music, even though it's what
that's
made
a good,
me.
That's a good segue.
That is a good segue.
I could not.
That's a good segue.
I could
talk
not.
Talk to him then.
Yeah, boy.
Let's go.
Taking back with his love and magic.
Lost
from
and found.
His arms, you can check his average.
Out now.
Yep, right there. You're right there, right there. You're good. You're good.
You already, man.
Support good music.
Can't lie, I've been fighting, can tell I was lost by the things that I was writing. Confusing lust with love, giving away all my trust. I was in the wrong places, enjoying the wrong faces, catching the wrong cases. Please, Lord, forgive me for all the women I was chasing. I have two daughters, and they shouldn't ever face it. Terrible things happen, you found ways to embrace it. Can't even speak on it. All you wanna do is erase it. Get down on both knees and pray on it. Sorry for being impatient, God. I know I have to wait on you. You're never late, cause you were on time, God. Everything I prayed for came on time, God. I'm back on my P's and Q's. Yeah, I'm on mine, God. Who care about the views? I just want my God. You the only thing I love over my mom. So I give myself away. I put that on my pops.
Taking back with his love.
You already, man. Give myself away. Lost and found.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Check his
all music outlets, you know what I'm talking about, all that. I'm trying to feed the kids, you hear me? Help me feed these kids, great kids, all
lost
that.
Yeah.
You already, man.
Love it. That is good stuff right there. So Sarah goes, I've always admired how each person in this group, Danielle, Knock, and Bless, have always been about family and positivity. Glad to see that no matter what life has thrown at them, they remain true to their family and to the music. They are ingrained in our community.
Amen.
Gratitude.
Amen. I appreciate that.
Amen.
Whomever, I don't know who that was because I see
that
it,
was Sarah. Sarah.
Sarah.
It's a lot of Sarahs.
Sarah.
Hey, I got one of these for you when I buy.
You just won yourself.
You know what I'm talking about? You definitely got you one of these. Keep commenting.
I got a fun one
share
for you.
Share this live.
Knock, what's your phone number?
507.
208.
1364.
Okay, so
and
if you
my
guys
office
wanna...
hours are from not declared.
So if you want to call in right now, you can call Knox's phone and you might be on the show. 507-208-1364. I just put it down in the comments. Call on in.
And y'all can request me to rap one of the songs off.
Let's
of,
go.
Off of throwing the towel.
Let's go, Rochester City.
There you go.
I do it live right now.
Yeah, there you go. So we look at, you know, your music and how it's changed. What do you say is the future? What's coming? What are you guys working on?
Man, I feel like the next step is actually just, you know, finding a way to branch out without being gone. You know what I mean? Like I got a lot of stuff working, you know, outside of Rochester. So I'm trying to balance everything and, you know, still make sure that I'm grounded here. But it you know, sometimes you got to move away for people to appreciate you. Yeah. You know, and not saying that I don't have people that appreciate me here, but, you know, sometimes that's how I got to, you know, that's how I got to go.
Yeah.
So
yeah, sometimes you got to plant the flower in a different garden, man. That's how.
So what does that mean? Where are you heading? What are you doing?
Me personally, I got some things going on over in California.
Okay.
So got that going on, and we'll see how it go, though.
You know? How do those opportunities come up? Is it the internet nowadays, or is it the old network?
It's actually a little bit of both.
Is that a phone call?
No.
I was excited. I was like, bring the phone call in. Let's go. Come on.
No.
208-1364. You better be calling
now. Y'all call in, man. Call right now, man.
We don't care what you got to talk about.
I promise you, we don't care.
We just want to test it out.
Whatever you want to talk about. We putting you on speakerphone. We going in. We going live.
I want to see this, man.
Yes. Come on, Sarah. You say for real, for real, for real. Let's go.
For real,
for real. Tap in, Sarah.
If you ever want a Knock phone number, y'all get it. Yeah. Years and years, y'all want to call.
I'm telling you.
Here's your chance. He's going to answer too.
So California, it's a little bit of both. It's internet combined with the
It's actually, believe it or not, man, like you'd be surprised who come through Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And who you can actually meet in person and where you can find your blessings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've recently bumped into somebody that's, you know, that's actually in a position, you know, that's why I don't want to talk on it too much, but
right.
In a position to, you know, expand my brand pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's going to be, you know, California and more. And not only that, I without spilling too much beans, you know, shout out to them Johnsons, man. We really about to start moving in a lane of, modeling and all that type of stuff as far as our kids, you know, putting them in a position to be their own boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
it's cool, man.
Yeah,
that is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is man. And we talked about, I know you talked about like the Jacksons, you know, the Jackson 5 and all that type of stuff, but it wouldn't be right if we don't give a shout out to the Wayans.
Yeah,
you know,
they was a big influence on our life.
As far as the music, you know, like, you know, any type of group and stuff, that was us. But as far as the entertainment aspect of just personalities and characters and, you know, comedy and all that, you know, we always was inspired by the Wayans family because they were a big family. They was an empire. They still is an empire. And when it comes to that part of our ventures.
And low key, though, we entertain pretty well, man. We you know, we entertain.
We funny a little bit.
I'm funny a lot.
What's one of the funniest times you can remember up on stage?
On stage, like performing,
just what happened? Yeah, it was
a blooper.
You
know,
I'm pretty, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. I probably caused it. I get kind of senile up there, man.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and put this one out here. I like the questions. Yeah, I like the questions.
I'm probably for to be put out there.
Nope, you're not. I'm gonna take this one here.
All right.
So we had a show. It was years ago, man. We had a show, and it was a big show that we thought was a big show, you know. And it was
you ain't talking about in Minneapolis.
No, I'm talking about right here in the Rock. They probably don't know. They probably didn't seen a picture for this and their thing. But it's epic now. I mean, it's legendary. It's called Dragon the Mink. Right? Dragon the Mink. So,
oh my God, is
so
was
I'm
that
on,
the name of the dragon?
No, like dragging, like a mink coat. You know, like a mink coat. Like my brother, he had a nice mink coat, right? And I'm like, man, let me wear the mink coat for the performance, you know? So he let me wear it.
It's definitely history right here, boy.
He let me wear it. And I treated that thing like it was.
You got a missed phone call, dude.
Oh, yeah, I do. Hold on.
Oh, we got a missed phone call. Hold on. We're calling you back.
Hold on. We're
getting you.
Mr. Yeah, we're going to cop
you.
Oh,
man. Here you go.
There's something wrong with my line. Hold on. Hey, we shouldn't have did this one. We shouldn't have did my phone because my phone would be tweaking.
Oh, hold on. Here we go.
Okay. Bluetooth.
Hello.
Thank you for joining the offices of China Hall on a Saturday.
I'm trying to be famous today.
There you go. I see.
What's up, G?
Get your little 15 minutes, baby.
Come on now.
So what is your question for the two fellas we got here at the offices of China Hall on a Saturday? What you thinking? What's on your mind?
Well, I just know because I'm old that Mav has been an inspiration for a lot of young folks in the community. But I would like to know if you could choose anybody out there right now to collaborate musically with, who would you choose?
Great question.
That's a great question.
Now, we got to answer that, I would have to narrow it down to like genre, like R&B and hip hop and rap.
Anybody.
Because it's hard. Because I might want an R&B hook, but want a rap verse from somebody.
The lady question.
You feel what I'm saying?
Question. Who is it?
Well, I would have to go with. I would want to collab with Alicia Keys.
Oh, ooh. Snap!
Come on, man! Don't play with me. Don't play with me.
Hey, I can hear that though.
Don't play with me.
Come on.
Well, he went straight to the top.
Yeah. Alicia Keys, baby, legendary. Let's go. That voice and my voice. Come on now.
I can hear that.
Come
too.
On now. We'll go crazy on the joint together.
What you got, Danielle?
you trying to get you a number one on Billboard?
What you got, Danielle? Who are you collabing with? Number one.
Number one, you know what? I ain't gonna lie. I'm like very soulful. So right now, what would make my life if I could collab with Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder, that's a good one.
With the music I do now, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe back then I would have picked somebody else, but right now I think he would bring my music to life, man, because he's a phenomenal songwriter.
Yeah.
His instrumentations and everything would just compliment what I'm on right now to a T. So Stevie,
okay,
there you go.
It's good.
Who is calling in? We wanted to know who do we got.
Well, my name is Sarah Louise, but everybody knows me as Cookie in the community. I've been a fan for years.
That's awesome.
That's right.
Great.
Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much.
Love, like always.
Lucius.
Muchas gracias.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That is good. What a great question. Oh, we got another missed phone call?
I had another missed phone call.
Whoever you are.
Somebody was calling in while we was on the phone.
Keep those questions coming.
Hey, y'all know we brothers now. I'm going to get to asking why ain't nobody calling my phone.
Put your number out there. You don't want to do that.
No, I definitely don't.
The call has been forwarded.
Oh, we got to leave him a voicemail. Leave him a voicemail.
Zero, seven, two, five, nine.
Well, don't want to give everybody that number. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay.
Is not available.
I know, right?
The mailbox is full and cannot accept
it. Your mailbox is full. Oh, come on.
Gosh. Thank you so much for the question, Sarah. That was a great question.
Yeah, that was a great question.
That was.
Put me on super blast.
So we look to the future. What do you guys got out right now? Give a shout out to what you're working on as far as the CD, the music. I see them right here on the table. Let the people know what you're working on.
Yeah, so really, man, right now, I just been kind of pushing this throwing the towel project. Kind of let that buzz a little bit, man, and make people get tired of seeing it, tired of hearing it, you know, until they like pretty much beating down my social media to put out another one. So they're gonna have to sit on this for a while before I give them anything else.
I saw it at Hidden World Records. Vinyl Records. That's where I first saw it.
You saw that?
I saw it propped up on the wall.
Shout out to my man V, baby.
Yeah.
Shout out to V over there, Hidden World. What a great
shop, isn't it?
Yeah, gosh. Man, I love that place, man. That's like my home over there, man.
Just a great shop.
I haven't seen it yet. I got to go check it out.
You definitely got to go check it out.
I'll check it out here. The vibe is real. Yeah. We'll check it out.
All right, what do you got, Daniel? I see your CD over there, too.
Right. Well, you know, I just dropped the Lost and Found project. Got 7 tracks on it. It's a real dedication to the blessings that God has given me and that he's really been giving the world, if you really think about it, man. If you're waking up, if you're watching this, you're hearing this, you're with your family, your kids, your loved ones.
Uh-oh, I got another missed call.
That's calling him back. Blessings.
Hold on.
Calling him back.
It might be God calling. Hold on.
And how has it been?
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome
hello.
To the Offices of China Mike Hall check. On a Saturday. Hey, thank you for joining.
Let's go.
What you got for a question?
Y'all almost got cut off. You almost had my number on air, and I was about to let the fire off.
We caught that. We got professionals working right now.
Yeah, let's go.
So we are ready for your question.
Anyway, isn't this lady keep calling in?
What's going on?
And my question will be, I already know like everything, so this is kind of tough, but I want people to know your greatest failure that you learned from.
That's a good question, man.
I like that question.
That's a good question. I like it. It's time for me to be vulnerable, man.
I was just thinking, I need to leave being the host of this show and get you here to be the host next time. You got the good question.
For real. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to QB this thing and go and pass this off to Big Bruh. Go ahead. You start that off.
My greatest failure that I learned from. Let me see, because I've had a couple failures that I've learned from. No pressure, bro. Right, that's how I got here, man. So to be honest, sometimes you gotta fail in order to pass, you know. So my greatest failure would be to not make it into superstardom the way I would have wanted me to. You know, like sometimes you get into things and you think like, man, hold on, I'm the greatest songwriter, I'm the greatest rapper, this or that. But me failing to do that has given me the opportunity to be a blessed man of God, gave me the opportunity to raise my family, be a family man, you know, because if I would have been pushed off into that other stuff, I wouldn't have had the time and the knowing of saying, okay, hold on, let me put my family first. So right now, failing to go down that road has led me down a road that at the end of the day, I feel more obligated to and I feel more blessed that I went down this road for the simple fact that a lot of people that I know in the industry, that I know personally, and they big time and everything, they look at me and say that my life is the life that they want. So that showed me, like, at the end of the day, I'm living a life that they trying to get to. Yeah, they talent got them exposed and everything, but they want to be regular. They want to have families. They want to be able to wake up with their kids, put their kids to sleep.
That's true, man.
So that failure, the failure of not making it to be super big was the greatest thing I've learned from, because it learned me how to be humble.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That was perfect. And to answer that question, I'm going to talk about the throwing the towel project, because, you know, they say not trying is failure. Right. So when I kind of fell back and said, you know what, I'm not even going to do this, or I'm a hold off, or I'm going to do this and that. Like, that was my greatest failure, of not actually pursuing my dream and what I knew that I can do And I learned from that. I learned that when you actually try and put 100% in something, you know, you get results, and you get the results that you want. So shout out to the throwing the towel project, man, because that really like changed something in me and showed me that when you actually put in the work and you put yourself out there, right, and you know, you get the feedback and the response that I've been getting from this project. So great question.
Yeah.
Yes. Question. Thanks for that question, man.
Good,
yeah,
answer. Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in also, yeah, and even checking out the podcast.
And thank you for always rocking with us.
Exactly. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Okay. You too.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that was a good question.
I like that question.
It's time for vulnerability, man.
Yeah.
That's always a tough thing for guys.
Yeah, that, you know, vulnerability
I'm
know,
talking about, I put on my sexy voice and everything. Oh, that's what I was like. Well, you know. Yeah, me, I went in the dark corner and everything. Thought about my life. Like, man, you know what? Yeah. Shit.
But you guys believe it? We've been rocking for 50 minutes. We're about an hour into this.
Man,
we
can,
you're like, I feel like, I know we're all feeling. We're all feeling. Hey, we'll go all night.
Yeah. Man, we kicking it, man.
Feel like that. That's crazy.
We kicking it.
They say funny how time fly when you're having fun. Shout out to Janet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kicking it. Oh, hold on. Oh, I thought that was another one.
Oh, almost had another one. Get us all excited.
No, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, we had another one?
We did, but we didn't.
Oh, right.
Oh no, I think the one that I missed earlier. No, that ain't it.
Thank you for everybody that's been calling in.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
We do.
Keep them calls coming, man.
Keep it coming.
507-208-1364. If you got any other questions for us, we're here at the office of China Hall. So let's look at your kids. Let's look at the future. What are you most excited for? What's some of the things that makes you just, your eyes lighten up and you're just like, let's go. This is great. What's exciting?
You want to go or you want me to?
I mean, you know, I got a bunch of kids.
So I know. He'll be here all day.
I could be here for another hour talking about my little.
We ain't got enough tape and battery and storage. For, no.
You hear me? My Scooby Snacks is everything. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I guess I can talk about.
But you can talk about mine too. All our kids,
oh, come
like
on,
each
now.
Other kids.
You know
so
that
we share kids. To be honest, man, all our kids is all
you know
our
that.
Kids.
We raise them all. That's,
we don't
that's,
do the uncle and all that. We daddy to all of them. So
that's right. That's right. But no, I'm gonna start with my youngest, man. My 5, soon to be 6 year old. I just see so much life, so much, you know, just innocence at the same time, just passion in this little boy, man. Like he already know what he want to do, what he want to be. He got so much character, and so he's into basketball, soccer, football. Like he loves it all. He's passionate about it all. But at the same time too, like he's shot a music video already. You know, he's recorded a song already. This is at 3 years old or like 4 years old or whatever. And like, yeah, he's just going to be something else. And then, of course, my daughter, she's a jack of all trades. She can do it all. Dance. Yeah. Diva, pop star, whatever lane she actually settles down in.
She's going to be great at it.
I know she's going to be great at it.
She a TikTok star yet?
Probably, man. Like I try not to, you know, keep up with all that stuff, but I'm pretty sure she got some followers and all that stuff. I try not to get too worried about that because I'd be worried about the creeps and all that stuff that's on there. You know, you know what I mean, though. Yeah. But
bro.
And then, man, my two older boys, man, I've never been so proud to say that I have geeks for sons.
No, that's real though.
I've never been so proud to know that I have two geeks. One of them loves science. The other one loves computers and graphic design and like making his own cartoons and animations and all that, man. Like I've never been so proud in my life to know that they not exposed. Even if they exposed to it, they not feeding into, you know what I mean? Yeah, all the other
they
stuff.
They love doing what they love doing.
Exactly, man. So
that's why I love them to death and treat them like they mad so they could take care of Uncle Daniel.
We all know you're the smart ones here.
Exactly. What else did you want for Christmas?
Exactly, man. So, yeah, I have a fantastic four children that's, you know, my world, man.
That's great. For
real.
And man, you know, like he ain't reached my stage yet of the adulthood and everything. But you know, I love man to death, man. I got some young adults, man. They doing their thing. Everybody alive, nobody in jail. They got families. They got people that love them. They know they can come to daddy whenever they need me. I really ain't got no complaints right now. And the little ones that still at home, they very active in sports, you know, activities, you know, and. I'm just blessed that like I say, man, I'm blessed that I could be out here and be the father that I am in a positive light, you know what I'm saying, and giving them somebody positive to look up to, you know what I'm saying, rather than going out, trying to go out in the community and find somebody to look up to and say, I want to be like them, my young men, I want to be the one that they could say, boy, hold on, my dad, I see my dad go through this, go through that, and he's still standing, he's still... Mm-hmm. You know, trying to better himself as the days go by, you know, so just to show them, you know, no matter how hard life get, it's always tomorrow. You can always better yourself. You know yeah. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Like, no matter how long it take, you know what I'm saying? It takes some longer than others. You know what I'm saying? So for that, you know, I'm grateful for that. And I just pray, you know, over my kids every day that no matter what road they go down in life, that they still be able to have that foundation to know, hey, I grew up loved. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. at the end of the day,
no matter what,
I don't know what goes on in this world, but I know I grew up loved.
Mm-hmm. And they know where to go.
Share that. Yeah. Exactly.
And they know where to go to get that love.
Exactly.
I think that's one thing I learned too, man. Like, that I think love and belief has such a big impact on kids, bro.
It
does. You know, like, I think, especially when they're learning, you know, they're figuring things out, because then it shows where they can run to when something fails.
Right.
Exactly. You know? And I think you guys have been a good example, you know, now, like, seeing, like, yo, you're raising up your family, you're, you know, your father,
yeah.
you're investing in your kids, and then also you're investing to other people in the movement, you know,
yeah.
in the city. So I think that's amazing that you guys really believe in love. That's what we need, bro. Like, that's, we need
and,
more of that.
And yeah. like how I grew up, you know, they say it takes a village. Like, I still live by that. Like, you know, it's so many people now that, man, you can't tell my son none. Don't tell my daughter this. If you telling my child the right thing, I want you to tell him if I'm not around. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Some people these days get caught up on, no, that's my child, and can't nobody tell my child none but me. Yeah. When I grew up on my block and everything, boy, all the elders, boy, they'll tell you what to do, yeah. what to say and everything to grow up like this. That's why I'm got good morals and good mm-hmm. respect for my elders, because that's how I grew up. You know what I'm saying? And if we get back to that, to be honest, long as it's, I mean, you don't want no toxic people telling your kids yeah. what to do. But if they coming from a heartfelt place and with the right intentions, yeah, please, because I can't be around them 24/7. You know what yeah. I'm saying? But if you see my child out on the street and they doing something they ain't supposed to do, I'm telling you right now, tell them don't do that. Period. Right. And if you got my number, Facebook, any social media, call me immediately after.
Or just give Knock a call. You got his call number. Knock.
Exactly. You got his number now.
Please call Uncle Knock. Because I'm showing up, showing that.
Please save mine if you can. Don't let mine go past you and get in trouble.
And you know, that's the crazy thing about it, man. Like, that's part of why I like the idea of growing up here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And instead of, like, just rushing to go move into a big city, like, oh, yeah, like, mm-hmm. let's yeah. go to a bigger city, Rochester lame or Rochester this, that, and the other. It's like, no, Rochester is small enough, and I grew up here, so I got a lot of people that know me. So when they do run across my kids.
They already know who yeah. the dad is.
You see what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. It's, wait a minute, that's not daughter. Hey, what's going on? You okay? Get in here. Or, hey, that's not son. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Instead of, like, when you move to a bigger city, you just another face. Mm-hmm. My kid is just another face in that city.
You're right, bro.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here in Rochester, it's more of a family community. So it's like, I feel more secure
I love
knowing
that
my kids is growing up here. People don't think about that stuff, man. You know what I mean? People don't think about that stuff. I do. Like, I'm like, nah. Like, yeah, it's probably more opportunities up in the cities, you know, in the Twin Cities and all that stuff, especially with music and just whatever, whatever, you know. But I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm good.
That's true, though.
I stay right here where I grew up, where people see my kids, they know my kids, and they know if anything was to happen, they could reach me, and you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, nah.
Hey, that got me thinking, boy, my kids growing up, this is what they couldn't stand, because... My kids tell me, everybody know you. Like, everywhere I go,
you doggone right. Everybody know me.
You know, my kids look like me, so they'll tell them, like... Scooby, your dad, you know, but I'm talking about everything my kids do.
Yep.
Before they got home, I already knew about it. Because somebody didn't call me, your son DJ did this, or your daughter Deja, I just seen her do this. And it's like, as soon as they get home, I'm like, okay, so why did you? And they look at my dad, like, how do you know already? Like,
I got the call already.
You already know.
But I felt so good having it.
Protection.
I feel so good having it. And then for people to even respect me enough to say, you know what? I'm going to call your dad. You know, even if they didn't tell them, they still let me know. Like, man, look, hold on. Maybe you should talk to so-and-so about this. Or maybe you should, you know what I'm saying? And it helped me even with my parenting, because it was like, okay, instead of me having to find out another way or just stuff be up under my nose, and I'm thinking my kids is... angels or whatever, you know, and let me know, like, no, because so-and-so just seen you with their own eyes.
I'm trying to tell you.
Because sometimes parents don't know,
they can't
scold them. They can't tell them right from wrong if they don't know what their kids out there doing. Exactly. So it's like, if you know you just said this to so-and-so and it wasn't nice, I just got the call that you just said this. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like you can come home and play the, you know, dad, I was good today. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, no, you wasn't. You know? And tomorrow you're going to be better than you were today.
And that goes back to what he said. It takes a village.
It does.
Yeah, it do.
It takes a village, man. And this is our village.
Yeah, definitely. You know? It definitely is.
All right. This has been a blast, guys.
This has been.
Bro. The best. Thank you so much, man.
Our pleasure, man.
Thank you, man.
Anytime, man. I might want to come back in here and just talk.
Start your own radio show.
Man.
You got to check out the back, though. We go chop it up.
Free smoke, y'all.
Hey, for
real.
Free smoke. Hey,
we got some things working, man. Y'all know that free smoke, man. Check that out on YouTube, free smoke. That's my first interview that I hosted at my house. But, we might expand that, you know, out. We'll see how it go, you know.
Y'all check
it. Just stay tuned, man.
Also, before we end, man, I want to give a huge, huge shout out to the Project Hope movement, man.
Shout out to them.
Because what they got going on, Akon, man, is something that everybody in the community needs to get involved with. Like that is the It Takes a Village movement. Like, everything that's going on, man, is helping one another, loving one another, being there for the less fortunate. And that's what we got to do, man. It's 2020. It's really like, if y'all notice, since the beginning of this year, man, it's been a lot of dark clouds floating over, like, the world, period.
Yep.
Like, the world, period, man. And, like, this is the time to, like, really be coming together for one another, because it's everybody hurting, man. It's so, man, I look down my timelines and everything, everybody is hurting from, you know, losing loved ones to this or that. And, like, the time you hurting is the time where you need somebody to tell you it's okay, or just show that you're not alone. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I feel like the Project Hope movement is about, man. Just give you hope, man, of knowing you're not by yourself, man. There's people out here that care for you, people that's going to be there for you, man. And I hope it can spread throughout the whole world at the end of the day, man. I don't care wherever you at.
We trying to take it global.
Just know that there is hope, man. And don't give up, man. These dark days, that God be your light in these dark times, man. Amen. Because you need it. You need it. You need it. You need it. I can't stress that enough, man. Have hope.
Project hope. I was going to say is something profound, too. So 2 weeks ago, we were serving the homeless. We met a young man. He's like 22, 23. And the thing is that he said something profound that I learned myself, and as a movement too, we were all there. He said that everybody once in a while needs help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that that's profound because it tells it's us like we're all human, you know, we're all going to struggle. So, yep. And we need to be there for each other.
Yeah.
No matter what race, you know, what religion,
right. Tax, you know, bracket.
Yeah. What tax bracket, what political side you're on. It doesn't matter, guys. You know, we're human beings.
Right.
You know, we need to be there for each other. So,
yeah. Amen. Definitely. You know, we started this thing with music. Can we end this thing with music?
Let's go.
Yeah, man. Why not, man? Let me see what I got for y'all, man.
Thank you, everybody, for who has called in. Jazztastic says facts. 100% facts.
That's right. That's right. Jazz.
Jazz.
Jazzy. I got to get your code, too. It's in my car.
Oh. Okay.
I was donating a coat to her.
Nathan Hoover gives us the blue heart. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Nathan, for shooting the photos.
That's right.
Nate killing great, up here, baby. Guys. Hey, 507 photography.
Exactly, turn me up just a little bit. I want to see.
That's my number one photographer. If y'all see any good looking pictures of me, just know who took them.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, that's how we coming through.
We're turning up on Facebook. Sorry if this blows your speakers.
Danielle J.
It's off my
new album, man. Lost and Found. Lost out and found. Now.
Show and prove.
When I needed you.
When I needed you.
And when I called on you.
And when I called on you.
Yeah, you always came.
Yeah, you always came.
Yeah, you always showed and proved.
Yeah, you always showed.
And when I called on you.
And when I called on you.
And when I needed you.
And when I needed you.
Yeah, you always came through.
Yeah, you always came through.
Yeah, you always showed and proved.
Yeah, you always showed and proved.
I remember days I didn't have much.
Have much.
Those was the days I let my palms touch. To be honest, I didn't have many that I trust. Couple things happened in my life I can't discuss. But just thinking about some days I could feel the rush. I had to run to Granny just so I could feel some love. I would do anything just to feel her hugs. I was down. Opened her Bible up, had me reading scriptures and passages. Showed me my life and who it matches with. Read a lot of Psalms and Proverbs. Had me believing in all of God's words.
When I needed you,
when I needed you,
when I called on you,
and when I called on you.
Yeah, you always came through.
Yeah, you always came through.
Yeah, you always showed and proved.
Yeah, you always showed and proved.
When I called on you.
And when I called on you.
And when I needed you.
And when I needed you.
Yeah, you always came through.
Yeah, you always came through.
Yeah, you always showed and proved.
Yeah, you always showed and
proved. It's not. You won't believe what I've been through. But let me try to tell you. I used to slang. I used to bang and was a known felon. Every step I took, I felt like I was sinking deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. My mama told me it's gonna be okay, just keep the faith. My daddy taught me how to cut the grass, love for snakes. Infatuated with the streets because they showed me love. Became a man once I put my faith in the man above. I had so much pain on my heart from all the ones I lost. I had to seek a higher power to try to get some off. Now every time I'm feeling lost and don't know what to do, I get down on my knees and bow my head and say a prayer. Cause
when I needed you,
when I needed you,
and when I called on you,
and when I called on you,
yeah, you always came through.
Yeah, you always came through.
Yeah, you always showed him.
Yeah, you always showed him.
And when I called on you,
and when I called on you,
and when I needed you,
and when I needed you,
yeah, you always came through.
Yeah, you always came through.
Yeah, you always showed him.
Yeah, you always showed him.
When I needed you,
when I needed you,
when I called on you,
when I called on you.
Yeah, you always came through.
Yeah, you always came through.
Yeah, you always showed and proved.
Yeah, you always showed and proved.
When I called on you,
you already made.
And when I needed you,
knock. Daniel J.
Yeah, you always came through.
Yeah, you always
lost and found.
Yeah,
you
always
showed and
proved.
Thank you
to everybody that showed.
Shout out to officers at China Hall. Shout
you know
out to
yeah,
Project
Bucky Beeman.
Shout out to Nathan Hoover. Shout out to It's Not.
You know
shout
out to Daniel J. It's Not on everything.
Shout out to God. You hear me?
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
What's up, man? Shout out to everybody that tuned in. Even if you didn't tune in and you wind up watching this later, shout out to you. We appreciate you. We love you. And
we'll see you next time at the offices of China Hall. Thank you for joining.
Hey.
Peace.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
Oh, hold on. We had a missed call. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Hold on.
Oh, no. We're still live.
We still live, baby. You said. Oh, shit. Oh, excuse me. Hey, man, look here.
You let that out at the end of the show?
Hey, listen. Hey,
you let that out at the end of the show.
Bleep that out. Hit
hey, yo. Yeah, if y'all still watching, we ain't perfect.
Bleep that out. Hold on. Let me see. Somebody tried to call in.
They're wondering where you're at. You're supposed to be home.
Too. Oh, man. That's my wife. I got to go. No,
hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling the offices of China Hall on a Saturday. You're here with the boys. Danielle.
What's up, boys?
Knock. You got some questions for the guys?
Yeah, yeah. Favorite artist, like top three.
Oh,
top three. Snap.
He tapped in. He said favorite.
He's on going, man.
And who are we joined here? We were about to end the show, but we saw your number and we knew you had a good question. Who's on the call?
My name is Julius. Actually, Prod Julius on IG. You dig?
There you go. All right. Snap.
There you go. Give yourself a shout out.
Top three.
Top three. All right. Let's go ahead and go right in with Scarface. Come on, man. Y'all know I'm a real OG. Come you know on, what man. I mean? I'm going to go.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago and Rochester.
Oh, okay. Where?
Yeah. Yeah. But I grew up in the era where it was real lyricists. It was real content. It was real storytelling type stuff. You know what I mean? So Scarface.
Exactly.
Jada Kiss and Jigga. Let's go.
Yo, what? Jada Kiss? Yeah. Hell yeah, that's tight as hell.
All right, who we got, Danielle? Top three.
Top three. I'm just since we doing rap right now, man, I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna say Tupac, Andre 3000, and Scarface.
Yeah, Tupac, man.
They're my top three.
And
Scarface, man.
There you go. That's the top three.
That top three. And if we and an honorable mention gonna go to Don Nakamichi.
Hey, there we go. Come on.
Hey, let's go, Knock.
Come on, man.
Let's go. Knock.
I'm your favorite rapper. You understand me? No, but hey, I'm sorry. I gotta audit my list, man. I gotta take Jay-Z out of there for Pac, man. I'm sorry. Pac was too influential.
The recount.
He was too influential in my life, man. Like that man really tell them stories, man. So it gotta be Pac, Jay-Z, and Scarface, and Jada.
There you have
it. They're gonna be like, who are these people?
Yeah.
Google it.
All the young people.
Yeah, Google
like,
it. Man.
I know. And they're gonna be like, who is.
Thank you so much for joining. Thank you for asking the question.
Like Tony
Your question
Montana?
Is lit. We appreciate that. Have a good weekend.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Appreciate the call in, man.
Dang, y'all killed it, man.
We still on live? We done?
No. All
right.
Yeah, y'all killed it.
That was awesome. Hey, yeah.
Shit, hey. Boy, them shots had one. I'll try to tell you.